You guys should do it. One of you guys is better.
We should do a funny thing.
You can get the tape,
man. I can get the tape.
Ground pause.
All right, same thing. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Hey. Ground pause.
Yeah, that's that. I got a new computer for Israel, so I'm acting.
On the side.
Yeah. I just got one for Israel, so. But it's a good use, no?
I'd like to go to chapter 11. Chapter 24. I'd like to skip chapter 23. Maybe we'll get back to it later. I'd like to, tonight with your permission. Chapter 24, Shmuel Aleph, Perik Chavdaleh, with your permission. This is after the Nabi tells us that Shaul is searching for David HaMelech and he cannot find him. He runs around, he almost caught him. And he told us the last minute before Shaul was able to catch David, Hashem sent an angel from Shamaim that got dressed like a person and told Shaul that the Palestinians, the Pishtim, attacked all of Israel. So it was like an emergency that Shaul left right away. He almost got David, but Hashem, in the last minute, decided to save David, if you may say. The Medrash says that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible that he is chasing me, he's right next to me, and he's almost about to kill me, and you send Shmuel Navi to appoint me as a king? When he said it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel from Shamaim that dived downstairs and told Shaul, you better go back because the whole Israel is being attacked by the Pishtim. So Shaul went back. It doesn't say if really any war did happen or the whole thing was a false alarm. Maybe for election purposes, like I say in America, a false alarm. But he was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save David HaMelech. Chapter 24, with your permission, by Yael David Misham, that after Shaul went back home in order to take a command of the army to save Israel from the Plishtim, David left, by Yeshev in Tzadot and Gedi. He went and he dwell around in Gedi. Means in the caves over there, around the caves of En Gedi. Right when he finished chasing David and he came back home after this false alarm, the spies, all those people came back to Shaul and told him David is in Gedi. He drafted 3,000 people, וילך לבקש את דוד ואנשיו על פני צורי היעלים. He decided he's going to look for David המלך in the desert of En Gedi. And this is what like a place that he can see everything from the mountains. So he's looking for David המלך.
Is there only a lot of caves there?
A lot of caves, yeah.
Okay.
Right. He's going into a cave, you can see in a minute. A lot of caves over there. This is where the Galiadin found all these things. But when you read this, it just seems like sounds like a history story. That David is hiding in Gedi and Shaul is looking for him. When you go to Gidrot Hashem Nashi Al HaDerech Al HaDerech Vesham Me'ara, he comes over there and while he's walking, see, there are sheep over there, and there's a cave over there. יבוא שאול להסיח את רגליו. יהיה to go to the bathroom. דוד ואנשיו וקטי המערה יושבים. Really, in the same cave, David is hiding. It's amazing. He falls like into a trap, Shaul. He goes into a cave, and he goes inside the cave because he has to go to the bathroom. In the meantime, David and his people are sitting at the end of the cave. He's going to the bathroom, and they're sitting in the cave. ואמרו אנשי דוד אליו, they're whispering to David, הנה היום, that's the day, אשר אמר השם אליך, השם told you, הנה הנוכן בין זיביך בידיך, השם told you that you're going to have your enemy in your hand, that is, he fell into the trap, now he's by himself, he's inside the cave, just kill him, that's the end of it. ועשית לו כאשר מצאתיו בעיניך. השם told you that he's going to give your enemy in your hand, do to him whatever you wish, that's what it is. They meant that David should do something very bad to him, but David instead says in David, Vayakom David, David got up, Vayichot v'knaf ha'mila asher Shaul balat. Then Shaul is going to the bathroom. While he's going to the bathroom, David goes behind him. He doesn't feel anything, he's very quietly, and he cuts the edge of the coat of Shaul. He doesn't say why he did it, but he said he did it. Maybe some Chacham say he had in mind first to kill him, maybe the people told him to do it, and then he decided just to cut the coat. So he cut just the edge, the corner of the coat of Shaul HaMelech.
And then he says to him, I guess the next time when Shaul tries to kill him, he says, I could have killed you.
He's going to say it right away. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Are you permission to move? I forgot to read the Be'er Shevach. Thank you very much. I didn't have breakfast yet.
Just did.
This is before breakfast. Yeah. Every hotel you have first oranges, then breakfast. I'm going to have just oranges here. Yeah.
It is
a resume,
by the way.
That's what he gave me. That's what I said, yeah. I didn't burst it. The question is, what does he do with? Why does David decide to cut the corner of the coat of Solomon? What's the idea behind it? Of course, this is what Jesus said, that soon he's going to tell him, look. But he doesn't have to do it to him. If I would be David HaMelech, I would confront him. He's by himself right now, he's going to the bathroom. I'm standing next to him, wait till he finish, and says, hey, hold it one here. Yeah, I have all my people next to me. And says, once for all, let's settle it down. He's going to settle it down with him anyway. In 1 minute, he's going to give him a lecture. He's going to give him a lecture, and Shaul is going to say, you're right, I'm wrong. So just do it, you don't have to cut anything. Just go over him, and that's it. Tell him, he says, excuse me, sir. Hi, my name is Shaul, my name is David. Are you running after me? Here are my soldiers. In 1 minute, you're dead. He has to cut, why do you have to cut the corner of the coat?
Is he allowed to kill Shaul?
No, this is the lecture.
That's before. What, why not?
Because Shaul is the king.
Melech.
Right.
No.
Is he allowed to cut his coat?
David's also a Melech. Doesn't matter.
That's what we're going to learn in the next week. Are you going to be in? Where are you living?
Sunday.
At night or during the day?
Mm-hmm. No,
you're not.
At night. After the
shiur,
before the
shiur. Oh, that's what it is. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe after the shiur, you're going to hear.
It's about 7:30. Right?
David is going to meet Abigail. Abigail was the wife of Nabal, and it's going to have some debate. And David is going to tell her that he is going to kill her husband, Nabal, and he doesn't behave. And Abigail answered him, it's very nice if you think you're a king, but still Shaul HaMelech is still alive. Nobody knows about you. What you know means nothing. Right now Shaul is a king, and you have no right to do anything to my husband. And David agrees. So even though Shaul,
he's killing him for no reason.
Doesn't matter, king is king.
King has the power to kill whoever
right.
He wants, no?
King doesn't have to have any reason.
That's why he has to be the one.
Right, well, one's election before, I don't know if you were here. Not going to do anything to him. The problem over here is a major problem. Whatever he does, he's right. You cannot do anything. He's crazy. He's crazy. His Alzheimer's disease. Doesn't matter, Shaul. Doesn't matter what he has. He's the king. Unless he dies, you have no solution. Sanhedrin also has no power to impeach him. Unless it is a major sin. Then something might happen to him. But otherwise, he does whatever he wants. You cannot have anything against him. He can go and destroy the whole country. He can take all the people, ship them away, everything. It's a major problem with the king. Major. That's what really Shmuel HaNavi told them. It's a major mistake to ask for a king. It's one of the reasons Chachamim say, you don't know what you're into. And Shmuel HaNavi told them, you take your children, he's going to make them bakers, he's going to make them servants. But this is just half of the problem. He can just go literally and kill everybody in Israel. He's allowed to kill everybody without a trial, without a reason. He goes in, he breaks the house, he makes a highway on your yard, on the garden. You cannot say anything without a reason. Without a reason. He comes over to your house, he takes things from your house without a reason. Major problem. Over here, of course, David is not allowed to cut his coat as well. I mean, it's the same thing. You cannot go to the White House and cut a piece from Mr. Bush's jacket.
I don't think you can get in there with a knife anyway. They might stop you at the door.
Right. I don't know if he did it with a knife. It doesn't say he did it with a knife. I don't know, maybe just, you know,
sure.
A plastic knife. Huh? He's not allowed to do it anyway, because that's called rebellion. He rebels against the king. And why does he do it? Right after he did it, David Hart told him he did the wrong thing. He said, I'm sorry what I did. He felt he did the wrong thing. Then he had some debate and argue and discussion with the people that were inside the cave together with him. The day he told him, and then go get finished with this guy, let your enemy finish him. Hashem told you that you'll be able to overcome your enemies. He is one of them, just destroy him. So look at the statement. That's what the Lord of Chachamim say. Chalila li me'ashem. Chas v'shalom v'abdus ha'shitim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the word Adela Adoni. He is my master. The Mashiach Hashem. He refers to Shaul as the Mashiach. That's, I think, the first time, I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's the first time that he called Shaul Mashiach. Not only as a king, he is Mashiach Hashem. In his eulogy, after Shaul is going to be killed, he said a speech that he was the Mashiach. This is the first Mashiach that died.
Wait, why can't they hire like a police to kill Saul or something?
You can't kill Saul, you're not allowed to kill Saul.
I'm saying, but a guy...
He doesn't want.
But a guy...
Same
thing. Yeah, but it's the same thing.
The same thing.
If David sends somebody, pays him to kill him, it's the same thing.
He's an assassin. Mashiach Hashem shluach adi bo chasharon, I should do anything with my hands, and Mashiach Hashem, he is really the Mashiach. Besides, he's the king. He calls him Mashiach. So therefore, maybe he regrets that he cut the cord. But the question is, why really did he cut the corner of the cord of Shaul HaMelech?
In the article, they translated it as the anointed of Hashem.
Right.
Oh, Mashiach.
And Mashiach, really Mashiach, comes from that word. Mashiach comes from the word Shemen HaMishcha. Because the king, the Mashiach, that is going to be... This is my lunch, I
think.
Chena is going to be my supper. Thank you very much. Sentence 8, with your permission, Meishasad David Sanashab Advarim Latnam Lakum Meishahul. So the people just tried very much to go and confront Shaul and kill Shaul. And David had to stop them. And he had to convince them. He says, leave him alone. Shaul came around, Shaul got up. He was sitting over there in the bathroom. Vayelach badarech, he left the cave. Right when he left the cave, Vayakom David acharechem etem min ha'ara. So David follows him. Right when he left, ויקרא אחרי שאול לאמור אדוני המלך, יקרוז עם עלו אדוני המלך, ויבט שאול לאחריו, ושאול לוקס בקוורד. נסיס דוד עומד בפרונטפים, ויקרא דוד אף פעמים מארצה משתחו. עולה וצרד דוד יזום בפלור, עד דאם תוהים. ודוד השאול, למה תשמע את דברי אדם לאמור? Why you listen to everybody? הנה דוד מבקש רעתך. גם אני פרוד עם, but just, you know, to start the conversation. He says, why you listen to people that say that David wants to do bad things to you? It's not true. הנה היום הזה, today, יצור, ראו עיניך, you might saw, אשר, את אשר נתבך השם היום בידי במערה. הקדוש ברוך הוא gave you in my hand today in the cave. ואמר לו, גרך, בטח אותה לך. He says, your friend could have killed you and he had mercy on you. ואומר, ונעשית ונעשית לו, ישלח ידי באדוני כמשיח השם. He says, you my master, you the Mashiach. And I didn't do anything to you. ואבי, because you're not my father, it's not my father, the Gemara says. ואבי, ראה גם ראה, please look at me. You don't believe me that I had a chance to do something to you. ראה, please look at כנף ממך בידי. You see, the corner of your jacket is in my hand. כי בחורתי את כנף ממך ולא ערכתיך. You see, I just cut, snip the corner of your coat, but I didn't kill you. Da, please know, Rek, אין בידי רעה ופשע ולא חטאתי לך. I have nothing against you, I didn't do anything against you, I didn't do any bad thing to you, ואתה צודד נפשי לקחתה. You are the one that's trying to kill me all the time. משפוט השם ביני ובניך, God is going to be the judge between you and me, ולקמני השם ממך, God is going to take revenge from you. בידה לא תהיה בך, my hand will not touch you. השם אמר, משאלה קדמוני, this is like the example people used to say, מרשעים יצא רשע. It says, from bad people, bad things will happen to them, but I'm not doing it.
Maybe Shalom knows that David is not allowed to harm him?
I'm sorry?
Does Shalom know that David is not allowed to kill him?
Of course Shalom knows.
Okay, so then maybe Shalom can say, well, obviously you can't, because you'll get in trouble. So he knows, so obviously it's not really a good thing to... Well, it doesn't help David to say, look, I could have killed you, but I didn't, because I had nothing against you.
Right.
And Shalom could just say, you may have something against me, but you can't kill
him. No, but that means... Yeah, but he's asking, but he's not allowed to do it. Maybe Shalom knows he's not allowed to.
Right, so maybe I just...
But the question is that with all the respect, I mean, the person sometimes does something against the Torah. Yeah. And he's trying to say that he behaved. There's no reason for him to kill him. And if he wanted to do it, he would have killed him also. Like people used to say, מרשעים יצא רשע. What it means is, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that phrase. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fixing things. That Mereshaim Yetzeresha, it means somebody deserves death. He is going to be killed by wicked people. It means you're going to get killed, but not by me. B'yadi lo tiyeh v'chanim z'arem holy man. But you're a wicked man. You are a Mashiach HaShem, but you're wicked. But you should know, you're going to fall in somebody's wicked. Not in my hand. I'm not touching you. Then he says, אחרי מי יצא מלך ישראל? He says, after who you running? אחרי מי יצא רודף? You running after who? אחרי כלב מת, the dog, אחרי פרוש אחד. After a fly, what do you want from me? היה השם לדיין ושמעת ביני ובניך, God is going to be the judge between you and me, וירב את ריבי, God is going to fight. My fight וישפטני מידיך is going to save me from your hand. תגיד חבר דוד לדבר את הדברים האלה לשאול, ואני finish the speech, ואם השאול על כרוכך זה בני דוד, this is your voice, my son David, וישא השאול כולו ויש, he's crying. He's crying, he agreed that David is right, that he's trying to kill him for no reason, that he has no reason to chase him, and David is right. He's crying. אומר דוד צדיק אתה ממני, you holier than me, כי אתה גמלתני הטובה, you do the good things to me, ואני גמלתיך רעה, and I do bad things to you. ואתה הגעת היום, today you told me, את אשר עשית איתי טובה. You did a real big thing to me today by not killing me, את אשר סגרני השם בידך, הקדוש ברוך הוא put me in your hand, I was closed down in your hand, בלקדוש ברוך הוא סטרן, ולא הרגת נילים קילמי. תכין תאי שתלו בשלחו בדרך, בשלחו בדרך טובה, a person is going to find his enemy, he's going to send him in a good way, והשם ישלמך טובה תחת היום הזה אשר עשית לי. God is going to pay you good for that day that you did to me. It means I appreciate very much you didn't kill me. מתי אני ידעתי, now I know, כי מרוך תנלוך. I know you're going to be the king. How do you know? How do you know you're going to be the king? How does the Shaul all of a sudden know this? All of a sudden Shaul says that he knows that David is going to be the king. How does he know? Who told him? Of course, he already suspected. If you remember, at the Rosh Chodesh meal, he told Yonatan that you, Yonatan, if you are very friendly with David, David will not let you to be the king. But here he says it, he says so clearly. He says, now I know you are going to be the king. וכמה בידך ממלכת ישראל, I know that you're going to be a king and everybody is going to appreciate you and you're going to be a real king and the kingdom will be in your hand. Therefore, ועתה, and now I'm asking you, ישבה לי בהשם, please swear to me in Hashem's name, אם תחית את זכי אחריי, that you should not destroy my children. אם תשמיד את שמי מבית אבי, and you're going to destroy my name. וישמע דוד לשאול, דוד swore to שאול, וילך שאול אל ביתו, ודוד השם אמר למצדו. Just a story, it's very nice story, that the two enemies met, and they made, if we say, they made peace. And Shaul agreed that David is right, and not only he agrees, he tells him that he knows that he's going to be the king and not his son anymore, and he knows that he's going to take the kingdom out of him. The question is also that we are dealing, if we may say, with a person that is not stable, if we may say it in nice words, that he has ruach ra, that sometimes is not stable, Shaul. So David already knows that he has to do with somebody not stable. I remember somebody told me a true story. He said that when you deal with somebody not 100% not normal, you cannot have a conversation with him, you cannot deal with him. David already knows that Shaul is not normal. From the chapters before, he doesn't act normal. He doesn't act. They ask him, he has to play the harp in front of him, and he tried to kill him while he was playing the harp. Something just not normal. So you're not normal, but somebody not normal running up to you.
Maybe he's a divot, no?
Something like Kol Ruach Ra.
You
don't interrupt?
The people down the marathon?
I did, but I don't know if everybody else did. I did have a marathon, but there's no meaning right now.
Maybe Ben Avoy is asking.
We've been upstairs at the...
You go out the door,
until you go left and left, there's going to be seven. He's left ten people.
Thank you.
If not, maybe, what about maybe Ben Ryan, no? If I did already?
So the question is, right, if the person is not normal, so you're dealing with a not normal person. Why not? If you're dealing with a not normal person, there's nothing to do with him. You can give him lectures. He became a king, and all of a sudden, after he became a king.
Power maybe made him crazy, no?
No.
Who? Is that the Shaul?
No, Hashem did it on purpose to him, since he didn't listen to Hashem. Mm. Since he didn't listen to Hashem, what Shmuel Nabi told him, Hashem decided to get rid of him. So before he's going to be killed, Hashem made him crazy. So the chapters before, it's a few times that he had a bad wind that penetrated inside him. He doesn't know what's going on with him.
It seems like something else is taking over. It doesn't seem like Shaul.
Right, it's not Shaul at all. The opposite. The Gemara would say
They don't say Dibbuk or anything?
The Rashi calls it Ruach Ra, it's not a Dibbuk. The Gemara said it in the lectures before. The Gemara said it is incarnated in next Shmuel HaNavi. The Gemara said he died without the sin. And whatever he did, that he killed the city of Nob and all the other things, is because he was crazy. So when a person is not normal, that's not mean the other side of the city. You put him in there underneath the psychiatrist supervision, and they say the man is not responsible. So you put him in the sanatorium, you don't put him in jail.
After
killing all the Kohanim? Yeah, after killing Kohanim also. He can do Kohanim again, because he was not normal.
Today, it doesn't seem like someone's doing you a favor, playing the harp for you to make you better, you know, then you go try to kill him. Isn't that crazy?
Right. The Navi says that he is not 100%. Like your father said, he's not his Ben Ganson. You know, he's not 100%. He's not 100%. So if you deal with this guy 100%, it's nothing. So of course, he cannot even kill him. I mean, what do you mean David is going to kill him? He's not normal. I mean, it's not normal. He's been shooting around on the street. So you have to call the police to arrest him, to put him back in the sanatorium. It's like he runs from the zoo. So you don't, what do you mean, I try to, you're my enemy? Nothing. I mean, it's not normal. You see, but the amazing thing is that he's able to convince him. I mean, the man is running after him, the man is chasing him, and David tells him, you see, I didn't do anything. What do you mean you didn't think? The whole book before, he's chasing him, he says, he's this, all of a sudden he agrees. No. What happened if he agrees in 1 second? What happened in a minute? So you just said, listen, mister, I'm trying to raise your attention for a long time, you rebel against me, and you did something to me. It's hard to believe. But it's not only that, soon after this speech, you think it's not all over. He's going to chase him again. It's kind of, the man is a machine now.
Because he had a lucid moment.
That's what it is.
Who have Alzheimer's.
That's exactly what it is. But again, you don't expect for somebody that has Alzheimer's disease, a very bad case, that you can talk to him. Because it means nothing. It means 5 minutes, you forget. So what do you want to tell us? He's dealing with somebody that's not 100%, that he's running after David HaMelech. I mean, the man, you know, it's speedy, but the man is not 100%. What can you do with him? What are you trying to tell me? What do you want to tell him? David HaMelech is very upset at David HaMelech that he cut the coat of Shaul. Very upset. The Gemara says this is the story that we know that David HaMelech was old, he was very cold, and they put clothing in him, was still freezing. So the Gemara bizatabed him. He embarrassed the clothing by cutting the garment of Shaul. What's embarrassing, the clothing? What's embarrassing about it? Because he wanted to have a proof.
Was it a special garment?
No, a regular garment. I don't know, again, it doesn't, in the information that the Midrash says, it doesn't say that this was a special garment, it was a regular garment, a regular coat. So David did it, why did David do it? Of course David regretted it, at the minute that he did, what did he have in mind? He didn't mind what he's going to say later. He's going to say later, you see, I had a chance to kill you, so how did you have a chance to kill me? You're a faker, so you're not a faker, here it is. I'm showing you the piece of your coat. It means I had the ability to kill you. You didn't even realize that I was able, that when I was cutting the coat, you didn't realize it. The Gemara is upset at David HaMelech. Says, why did you do it? Why did you do it? David HaMelech suffered so much in the last few days of his life. I don't know how many months or days or weeks he suffered. He was freezing cold all the time. The Gemara, because he cut the coat of Shaul HaMelech. He says, what do you mean he cut the coat of Shaul? What does that mean? He cut the coat. He needs the proof. And this is a good proof. What's so bad about it? The Midrash says like this. The Midrash says that a few chapters before, when Shmuel Nevi came to Shaul and told him, Hashem already regrets that you're going to be the king, and Hashem is going to give the kingdom to somebody else. Shaul asked, who is this? And as I said, Shmuel Nevi told him, somebody is going to come cut your coat. The guy is going to cut your coat, he's going to be the king.
That's how he knew it was him.
That's the middle of his, that time he was.
Wasn't there something at the time that David killed Goliath that Shaul Philip?
Yeah, because the clothing fit him, the armor fit
him. Yeah.
The clothing, not the clothes. The whole uniform that Shaul was wearing shrank to fit of his right. But here's the coat.
So then he thought, but at that time he thought that he was
pretended. Right, already he thought that
that's what I'm saying, but this is just continuation of it.
Right.
But he's not, he's not putting two and two together because he forgets. He's not remembering.
He doesn't say that he forgets, but again, at that time, all of a sudden David took it off. And he said, you don't fit me.
Because
he didn't want to embarrass him. Maybe he didn't realize it.
You kill him.
Maybe he didn't realize it. I mean, he realized, but the matter says that he took off the clothing right away for Shaul not to see that he fit him so well. So maybe Shaul thought maybe it's a confusion or something. But again, the Medrash says here clearly that Shmuel Nabi told Shaul, you should know the guy that's going to cut the edge of your coat, he is going to be the new king. And therefore, says the Medrash, here after David HaMelech cut, Shaul is coming and says, I know you're going to be the king. He never said this before so clearly. Why I think it's now clearly? Because he cut his coat. So obviously the coat...
Then why is the Gemara so upset?
Why do you want to upset? I'm asking him, why do you want to upset? That's my question, why do you want to upset? The Gemara is upset because the Navi is upset. And Navi is upset in Sefer Melachim, the first chapter of Sefer Melachim, the Navi says that David HaMelech is cold. And the Gemara only says that David HaMelech is cold because he embarrassed the clothing by cutting Shaul HaMelech's coat. Again, might be very well that this is a sign that Shmuel HaNavi gave Shaul HaMelech. This should not have been done. And that's the Navi himself says that David HaMelech regrets right away that he cut the corner of the coat.
Because he gave himself away. Now, if he didn't cut the corner, Shaul wouldn't have known that he would be the king. If he'd been a lot less shovel, he wouldn't have tried to...
Right. Yeah, but that's not really, I don't know if David knew it also.
No, probably not.
I don't know if Shmuel never told David that thing. I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't say it, there's no information.
Probably
that
not.
David went and did such a thing because of that. Now this story that Navi tells us happening in Gedi. Yeah, in Gedi. What's so great about Engedi?
The water.
Sure.
The good next one?
The first...
Oh, the river.
Huh?
Better?
What?
Better?
No.
Engedi
is a good one. Isn't it?
It's a good one.
How big was it in Engedi?
Yeah.
What about Engedi? So then the Torah tells us. In Parashat Lech Lecha, Dari says, the Torah says the First World War took place. They started the war, and the Torah says they came and they arrived at the place that's called Ei Mishpat Ikadesh. This is chapter 14, sentence 7. Vayakku, vayashimu, vayabu, Ei Mishpat Ikadesh. The First World War, four kings against five kings, started, they went to a place in Mishpat. This is Kadesh. This is the place that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. Vayakud calls the Amaleki, they killed the Amaleki, it's not the Amaleki, the people that lived on that spot. The guy met Amri Hashem Bechatzetzon Tamar. The people that dwell at Chatzetzon Tamar. Chatzetzon Tamar, I think the Targum says, called En Gedi. The First World War wasn't in Engedi. that this is where they took over, the four kings took over the five kings and get it. The Arin says like this, that sometimes, not all the time, if you remember, the place itself that you dwell in is going to cause a problem. It says, even you be innocent person, but you live in a place that the ground is burning.
In the three tvachim, right? In the Kedusha?
Right. Something like this, yeah. It says, the first world war, the Torah tells you where the first world war happened. The Torah tells you, it's dig, start around Yam Melach, the Red Sea.
And that's why there's so much fighting now.
Over there, here's the holy places. And then they fought around it, and they fought around it, the Torah emphasizes it's going to be a place, El Mishpat, Ikadesh. Says the Gemara, it's not Kadesh, not El Mishpat, this is going to be a place that Am Yisrael fought with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe hit the rock. He says, that's the place, has this kind of war and fight inside it. And that place where the Torah tells you the first fight took place is not because it happened to be that the two armies clashed on that spot. That spot calls for a fight. When you dwell on a certain spot, it is a dangerous spot. And the last thing I told you once, the Baal Shem Tov was riding on a horse. The Baal Shem Tov had a balagola, a goy. I don't remember his name. True story. I heard it from Baal Shem Tov's grandson, the story. Baal Shem Tov's grandson told me the story. He didn't want to. He told me the name of the goy too. Because all of a sudden, remember that the path, that it's path,
he wanted
to kill the Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov told the students, just a few more feet, he should go at Mustab. This was the place that Cain killed Hevel.
Right.
Now Cain killed Hevel also, not because Cain killed Hevel, because that spot has something in it that you want to murder somebody.
Well, you said it also because of the three
talking. Right.
That's what you're telling it. The first time.
So it means that certain places in the ground have some influence on the person that stands over there. That really you can have something in that spot. Some of the places that Shaul is going to chase David HaMelech, and he wants to get to that spot because David is standing on a spot, that spot is a bad spot. That bad spot, if we say, may give Shaul HaMelech the ability to kill David HaMelech. Not because he's right or wrong, because that spot is called a murder spot. And this really Engedi. That's what the Torah, the Navi, I'm sorry, says, for example, this chapter. Before was another chapter, also something very similar. That's when we skip. That Shaul is chasing David and David is hiding in Engedi. So that's the wrong place to hide in Engedi. You shouldn't be in Engedi. Engedi is a place that the First World War took place and they had a big fight in Engedi. Again, not because the war started over there. The war started over there because this is the start that make people have a fight. And this was, what he's going to tell you, The truth behind it is that war, that thing that Shaul is going to chase David because David is in Engedi. If David would not have been there, maybe Shaul would not have chased him. And not only the spots that David is going to tell you from here, from there, that Shaul is running after David because David is in the wrong places. And David is in a place that so-called calls for a fight. And therefore, really, what it means is that this David is acting in a way that he shouldn't have acted, that he's cutting Shaul HaMelech's coat, he really should not have done it. The Gemara says, in one version the Gemara says, that one of the reasons that David HaMelech was punished, the Gemara says, that the coat of Shaul HaMelech had four corners. And if you have four corners, you have to fit. And David HaMelech, when he cut the corner, he canceled the 20 feet from Shaul HaMelech.
Did he have to sit this off?
It doesn't say this in the Gemara. Maybe he was. Maybe he was a Tzitzis. I was in Shomer Shabbat.
He was doing the favor. If there was no Tzitzis on him, he was doing the favor.
Yeah, probably he was. The Gemara says this language. He canceled Shaul from having mitzvah Tzitzis. I was once in ballpark. I went to Tavim Mincha over there in Shomer Shabbat. I saw somebody, I don't know if it's a rabbi, it's not a rabbi, I don't know what it is wearing a coat. And he has tzitzis on the coat. He's walking on the street. I never saw this in my life. He has tzitzis on the coat. He's making tzitzis, especially he has four corners on the coat, and he has tzitzis on the coat.
It's by hitting the floor, no?
Hitting the floor, yeah. Almost hitting the floor, I don't know. I don't remember if he was...
The overcoat, did
he? It was overcoat.
Yeah, you know how to do it
with the four corners? I mean, if the overcoat has four corners, you have to have a tzitzit. It's a small jacket, you don't have to because it's not open enough. But if it's an overcoat...
Big
right?
Vegas.
Right. Usually all the overcoats, they make one corner round. No, not the tzitzit, all the overcoats. He made on purpose. Was a corner, I watched it, and he has to sit on it. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, what he did, he cancelled Shaul from having mitzvah tzitzit. Behind it, that's what that is, behind it, it's Engedi. Engedi is a bad place. This also would drive David HaMelech to kill Shaul HaMelech, even though he knows Shaul HaMelech is the king, even though he knows Shaul HaMelech is not normal, since he is here, in this spot, he wants control, he wanted to control himself. Says the Gemara, really? Shaul, David almost killed Shaul. He almost killed him. The people that tell David, kill him. Of course, when we read the story, we think kill him, it's just because they tell him, hey, he's running after you. He says, the reason why they say kill him, because it's Engedi. In Engedi, you have this kind of a desire to kill somebody, because that's the first world war took place. And they tried to convince David to kill him, and David is holding back, but David still does something he should not have done. He cut the coat. Let me tell you why. And then he regrets right away he did it. Then David tells you, he says, what do you mean? David wants to tell you that David doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. He cut the coat, and he regrets it right away. Why did you cut it? I said, I shouldn't have cut it. He cut it again, says David, because it's Engedi. He really, again, Machlokes and Mefarshim, if he had first in mind, the first second, maybe he should do something to him. And the last minute he changed his mind and just cut the corner, or he just cut the corner. But again, it was not to have it as a proof. He cut it because he's fighting with him. He's fighting with him, he's the king. He's the king, he's not normal. That says it's true. But I mean, Engedi, that pushes David HaMelech to do something 100%. Says David, that's what it means. Also the Gemara says, you David HaMelech, with all the respect, I mean, you cut the corner and you cancel Shaul from having mitzvah tzitzit. This is again, says David, it's part of that influence of that ground of Engedi. Says David, that this is really what, if we may say, David is not 100% with himself to act 100%, because he is in the wrong spot. Shaul runs after him to that spot. So it's true. So says all of a sudden you hear that Shaul. All of a sudden you hear Shaul is talking to him and says, yeah, you're right. Says David also, David says, look, David, he speaks to him like this, he says, God should take revenge from you, Mereshayim Yitzeresha. He says, all of a sudden he talks so brutally without menace to him. And it's very unlikely, he says, I see I had the ability to kill you. He says, once you rational with me, then sit down and discuss this matter with me. Instead he threatens him, he tells him, you're wicked, you're going to fall in wicked hand, I'm not going to be the one to kill you, God is going to judge you. He says, why are you telling him this? In front of Engedi. That really, David almost killed Shaul HaMelech because he's Engedi. And if you may say that the one of the Chachamim wanted to say that David, the last knee is cut at the corner of the coat. But the reason why he did not kill Shaul is because the Gemara says, that's the story, the Gemara says that Shaul was very, very humble. He was humble in a way, the Gemara says. And when he had to go to the bathroom, there was no toilet in those days, he constantly looked to have a cave inside the cave. Because David was hiding inside the cave. He was hiding inside the cave because he felt it's a safe place. Shaul went inside the cave, he says, he has to go to the bathroom. He says, why do you go into the cave? He says, no, it doesn't go only in a cave. He is looking to have a cave inside another cave. The Gemara says, David HaMelech was so pure that he did not want to go to the bathroom outside, never mind. Of course, he allowed to go outside. Not only doesn't go outside, Shaul, not only doesn't go to the bathroom outside, he goes into a cave, not only in one cave, he makes sure that the cave has another room behind this cave. This is the Gemara, that's what saved him. This is the Gemara, that are in a dangerous place like Ein Gedi. That this is the ground is burning from a fire, that the First World War took place over there. That this is the place that Shaul HaMelech is going to run after David HaMelech. That David is going to have, if we say, the challenge to kill Shaul HaMelech. The only way you save yourself is by behaving very humble and by going to the bathroom in a way that you don't want anybody to see you going to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, that saved Shaul HaMelech. Says David HaMelech again, says David, forget about that he admires, he calls him Mashiach Hashem. The whole thing is just because Shaul HaMelech went to cave into a cave. Otherwise David HaMelech would have killed him. Why would have killed him? Not because he deserves that. He is the king. He's called Mashiach Hashem. It's true. But I am in a spot that I can't control myself. Like Cain could not control himself and kill Hevel. And like the Baal Shem Tov's Baal HaGola. When he became Baal Shem Tov, he says that and get it. That's the whole story. He says that. Only the Shaul is deep. He says, all of a sudden he became clear. And he says, no diamond disease. Women what happened? All of a sudden he leveled with him. All of a sudden he agreed, yeah, you're right. He says, why you're right? He says, because he went to the bathroom in a cave, inside a cave, that clears the whole situation. That's why David wasn't able to kill him, says Dari, and this is why all of a sudden Shaul understands everything. He says, good. Because the influence, says Dari, of the purity of Shaul HaMelech saved his life from David HaMelech in the spot, and that spot really called for murdering, and that also gave Shaul so-called clearance in his mind for a few minutes, or a few seconds, or a few hours, or a few days, that we don't know exactly, that he realized he's doing a mistake. Says he has sickness, yes. He has wacha, yes. Since he behaved with this idea that he doesn't want to go to the bathroom outside, that he's very humble and he covers himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ari, that saves you from all the trouble. So that this is really what the Nabi wants to tell you. That Shaul HaMelech is going to be saved. So Ari said, that's what Shmuel told David. He should show Shaul. Shaul HaMelech asked Shmuel Nabi, who is going to be the king? So Shmuel said, somebody is going to cut your coat. So the explanation of the thing is that Shaul HaMelech is going to go someplace on the street, somebody is going to cut his coat. He says, no, somebody is going to cut your coat. It means when you're going to be in a situation, in that sensitive situation, he's going to cut your coat. He says this is, it means that he is able to cut your coat even though that you're going to the bathroom. It means he can't save you. It's going to save you from being dead. That David HaMelech won't be able to kill you. He still is able to do something to you. It means your purity will not save you. It means David HaMelech, says the Gemara, was very pure like Shaul HaMelech. And if he is able to overcome you, to cut a piece of coat from you, it means that he deserves to be the king. And that's because he's going to go on the street, and he's going to meet Shaul HaMelech on the street, he's going to go and he's going to snip, he's going to give him a cut to his coat. And so in this situation, that's what Shmuel meant. Of course, Shaul never knew it. But when Shmuel Levi hinted to Shaul, he said he's going to be in this kind of situation, that Shaul HaMelech will be in a situation like this, that he's hiding in a cave because he has to go to the bathroom. Even in that situation, that this is, should protect you from everything, that David cannot kill you, he can still cut it. It means he can overcome that shield that you have, the future that you have, will not save you, quote. It will show that he deserves to be the king. If he can cut the coat while you going to the bathroom in the cave, inside the cave, it means he deserves that. That's what Shmuel Levi hinted to him. It wasn't just to tell him, listen, the one's going to cut the coat. He's going to cut my coat. What a sign is this? He's going to cut the coat in a situation. This situation would not let him harm you. Because this is a very powerful thing that you're acting very humble. It says nothing will happen to you. Still, in that situation will happen to you, it means he can overcome you in a certain sense. This is Zarin, it's a very, very nice texture. But still, David should not have done it. He says, why should not have done it? That's what we learn, that's what Parashah, that's what they say, all the Chachamim say, the Sefer HaKnuf say, it's called Bal Tashchit. It says, there's one Lotar say in the Torah, it's called Bal Tashchit. You're not allowed just to go and cut your coat, you cut your clothing, break your furniture, what it means, but it means you cannot harm it. I think with all the respect, whatever you had in mind, David HaMelech, nevertheless, that act, what you did, is a very bad act. You destroy the coat. It's called Baal Tashchit. This is some Chachamim say, it's called Lota Sema Torah, the Mahmoud Katina Rishonim again. If you go and decided you just want to break the chair, you break the chair. You want to break the chair? Some Chachamim said, no. Let's see Parasha, it says in the Torah, Lo tashchit et etzah, Bal tashchit, it means you cannot destroy any object. Unless you have a special reason. But here, it says, Ari, David HaMelech said, he had no reason to cut the coat. There was no reason. If you want to have a proof, okay. If you want to have a proof, I agree with you. But you cannot, in the same time, go destroy the coat of Shaul HaMelech. Not your coat, not somebody else's coat, it's called Bal Tashchit. Therefore, Cesari, that's what the Gemara, the Navi says, is obsessed about David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he got old, he was shivering, he was very cold, he couldn't warm him up with clothing. Cesari, the Gemara says, it means you embarrass the clothing. What do you mean embarrass? It means by destroying the garments, by destroying the coat of Shaul HaMelech, you just showed that you destroy something, destroying without enough reason, says Zari, it's enough maybe, this is a sin from HaTorah to destroy something. And because of that sin, says Zari, that's what the Navi is going to tell him in the last time of Melech was cold and they couldn't warm it up. It says because you destroy the clothing, it says you embarrass the clothing, destroy the clothing, it means you embarrass it, you destroy it. You have no reason to destroy an object unless the object has no value, but if something has value, you don't want just to break it, I don't want it. It's called Bal Tashchit. So like he says, this is really was the mistake. That's exactly what it is. The mistake of David HaMelech by cutting that garment, and he regrets it. So like, that's what it is. It's called Bal Tashchit. I should not have cut the garment. Why did he cut the garment? Because he was on that spot, it was En Gedi, it was the first world war. Thank you very much.
Maybe that's the coat that David would have had. Maybe it's that exact coat that he would have had he not ruined it.
Maybe. Now we are 9 or 8? Wait, Baal Shem Tov says if you have 9, you have a center. If you have 8, Baal Shem Tov didn't say you're going to have a center.
What?
Baal Shem Tov said if you have 9 people, you can have 10. But if you have 8, Baal Shem Tov didn't say.
If you have 9, you can definitely
you can have a hope. 10 farmers.